Today's daf is Erev and daf Lamed. The Mishnah actually says that your Erev has to be, as we've said, in the same place as you are halachically. Nasno bi'ilan lamala me'asar tvachem enei ruva Erev. If we put it up in the tree above 10 tvachem, it's no good because there's a problem of getting it. As the Gemara explains, different possibilities. Lamala me'asar tvachem enei ruva Erev. But under 10 tvachem, it is okay. So the Gemara goes into what exactly is the problem, what exactly is, when is it allowed. So the Gemara says, aren't you using the tree? Hakam ishtamish bi'ilan, and therefore, even if it's in the same Rishus, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of using the tree, of using a tree on Shabbos. The Gemara gave permit Gzeira. You're not allowed to use a tree because you might come to rip off a branch. Gzeira Mishum Kotzer. So, ask the Gemara, how is it that the Gemara even entertains that possibility? It's also to get your Erev. Answer, La'olam Dekoy B'Rishus Arabim V'Nizkavim Lishbos Lamata. No, you're in Rishus Arabim and you want to be Kone the your shvisa, your makam shvisa for the erev tchum in that spot. Verebihi da amar called davar shu mishum shvus lo gazra le ben hashmashos. During ben hashmashos, there's no gzera durabanan in this regards. Therefore, there wouldn't be a gzera of climbing the tree in order to get ye erev during ben hashmashos. That is the Gemara. So this gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about the concept of ben hashmashos. The Rambam quotes this halacha of not being, not worrying about these Yisid Rabbanan during Ben Hashmashos. In Perach Avdal at Avilcha Shabbos, says the Rambam, called Dvarim Shehin Asur Mishim Shvus, Lo Gazra Leim Ben Hashmashos, Ela Ba'atzmo Shel Yom, only at the day itself, Shehu Shehin Asurin, Aval Ben Hashmashos Mutarin, Vehu Shehesham Dvar Mitzvah Odochek. Only, says the Rambam, if you have a mitzvah to do, and that's the reason you're doing it, or dochek, there's some difficulty. That's when it is allowed. Ketzad, mutar lo lebein hashmashos la'alos bi'ilan o lashon al pnei hamayim lahavi lulav ha'shofar. You could climb a tree or raft in the water, which is also an issur d'rabbanan. All those things are mutar to go bring into lulav or a shofar. V'chein morim in ha'ilan o motzi min ha'karmelis eiriv sha'asa, or to get your eiriv. V'cheinim ha'yatarud v'nechbaz. V'nitzrach l'davar. If you're very upset about something that you need it, shumishum shvus bein hashmashos hareze muter. Avalam lo hayesham dochek v'lo dvar mitzvah aser. But if there's no dochek or dvar mitzvah aser lefichach, ein ma'aser nesavadai bein hashmashos. Aval bisha aser hafrashas amayser b'shabes mishum shvus. You're not allowed to be ma'aser bein hashmashos because there's no dochek. You have other food. Avalam ma'aser mesed demai. You're allowed to be ma'aser demai because it's not really doing anything a strong tikkun. The Dvar Mitzvah and the Dochik is how the Rambam answers the stira of why are there certain Isurim that are Usur on Shabbos. Because as the Mishnah says, the Rambam alludes to it already here, the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dal, it says some Isurim are Rabbanan or Mutter and some are Usur on at Bein HaShemashos. Safech HaShecha, Safegene HaShecha, Ein Ma'asrin Es Havadai. You're not allowed to be Ma'aser, even though being Ma'aser on Shabbos is an only an Isur Rabbanan. Vein Matbilen Es HaKelim, you can't be Tovel Kelim. Why, that's a real tikkun. What do you mean? That's an issa d'rabanan. Be'im al-dikun as-aneiris, that's a daraisa. Aval, you can be maser d'mai, uma'arvin and erev chatzeiris, v'tomen as-achamin. But the question is, the Rambam is implicitly asking, why don't we say, kol d'var shum mishum shvus? So he says, it's only allowed with d'var mitzvah. But let's ask a more basic question. If ben hashmashos is just in a safik yom, safik laila, like the Mishnah says, safik hashecha, safik enech hashecha, so why aren't all isurei d'rabanan mutter? All Isurei D'Rabbanan should be mutter. Why? Because it's a Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you're not sure if it is Shabbos or not Shabbos. Safek D'Rabbanan. Why don't you say all Isurei D'Rabbanan are mutter during Ben HaShemashos because of Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula? One question. Another question that we might ask is based on the Gemara in Chulin and the concept brought up in Chulin. We know there is a concept of Chazaka. Whenever there's a case of Safek, the Halacha tells us what to do in all different cases. So by Mamanis, we say Amos HaMechaver LaVaraya, if one is Mochzak, or we say Kol Dalam Kvar, or Yachloku, or other Yesodos, right? When it comes to Tumah V'Tara, we say Safek Tumah Rishos HaRabim Tar, Rishos HaYachid Tame. When it comes to Yisurim, Safek D'Rabban Al Kula, sorry, the rest of the Chumra, unless you have some other type of factor involved. One of them is Chazaka. There are different types of Chazaka. One of them is Chazaka de Meikara. The Gemara on Daf Yudim Abayz and Mesechas Chulin asks, Minoha Milsa Damar Rabbanan, Uki Milsa Chazke. How do we know the principle of relying and keeping something on the status of Chazaka? Amar Shmuel Bar Yisra, Rar Nachmeni, Amar Bionasan, Amar Krav, Yatzak Koim in Abayis, El Pesach Abayis. When the Kohen goes to examine a house that has Saras, he goes out of the house before he declares it a house of Saras. Fiskiris Abayis, Shavas Yamin, and he declares it, he closes it up for 7 days. So one second, he only declares it after he goes outside. Dilma did nothing for Asa, but Zalishi Yurei. Maybe in the interim, after he goes out, the Shira has gotten smaller. And therefore, how can he declare it a bayis hamenuga? It must be that he relies on the chazaka that it was the right size and a problematic color, and therefore you still say that it is chazaka. Like Mar says, maybe he walked out backwards. No, that's not called going out, back and forth. But really, this is the concept of chazaka de meikara. If we don't know if anything changed, so we assume nothing changed. Somebody sends a get, becheskas, that he's alive, and he wasn't a gose, so we assume that he's still alive. Good. The Chazaka de Beikar not only tells us that if we're not sure what happened, so then we assume it still has stayed the same, but even we know the Mishnayos talk about in the first paragraph of Maseches Ksubis, even if we know something changed, we just don't know when it changed, we say it must have changed at the latest possible time. So if a woman was Nivala, if a woman was Ne'ensa, and there's a machlokas, whether it happened before or after Erisin, so we might say, no, it happened after Erisin, because she was born a Besula, and we assume that Chazaka de Meikara stays throughout. So the question the Achronim ask is, so what about when it comes to Ben Hashmashos? Why don't we say there's a principle of Chazaka de Meikara? We know it was Yom, and if we know it was Yom, so then why don't we say that it continues to be Yom, unless we know otherwise? So until we know that it's Vade Laila, why don't we say that it is Yom? Chazaka de Meikar. So some answer that second question, well, maybe you can't look at time in that way. Maybe when it comes to a physical reality, she's a psula, she continues to be a psula. Okay, there was a nega, and we assume the nega is still there. Fine. But time was saying it was Yom, so it is Yom. But maybe you look at time as not one hemshech. Maybe every second of time is a separate entity, is a separate moment. You can't say, okay, what was is, because you look at time separately. Like, just as one of the answers given, why by the principle of Osig B'mitzvah, Patar Ben Mitzvah, we assume it does not apply to Talmud Torah. The Meiri and Chagiga sets up a Farish. It does not apply to Talmud Torah. Why not? It's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So when you're learning, you have to stop doing learning in order to do other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, you don't have to. Osig B'mitzvah, Patar Ben Mitzvah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, so then you have to stop. So many answers given to that question. But one of them suggested is, well, usually you don't have to stop doing a mitzvah to do another mitzvah. But maybe every second of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah. The Gra says that in his commentary, the beginning of Maseches Peah, in the Shnos Eliyahu, every second is a separate mitzvah. So if every second is a separate mitzvah, so then you can't say continue learning, because you finished learning the previous second, and now this is going to be a new mitzvah. So therefore, maybe the halacha doesn't say osig b'mitzvah in that regard. But again, that thought reflects that learning and is a separate mitzvah every single second. Right, I'll read the Gra, because once we're here, I'll mention it, the Shnos Eliyahu here in the beginning of Maseches Peah. There he's talking about why Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Shetzorach ha'adam ma'od ma'od l'chabi v'satorah. Tzebechol teva v'teva shalomad ba, hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. V'haraya sheyotzi b'teva achas, mitzvah limad l'torah, brings a raya, and he says, kishalomi l'mashal daf echon l'kayim kama meos mitzvos. V'yem kein bevada yotzer tov l'kayim mea mitzvos, mi mitzvah achas. Right, it's better. So, that's one idea. But maybe there's another idea, specifically about Bein Hashmashos, to answer why we wouldn't say Chazaka Demeikara in this regard. And maybe the secret is a ritva in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Mem Zayin and Mabez, discusses when a Kohen is doing Kemitza, sticking his hand into the flour, and taking out the amount that's under his three fingers. Under his three fingers, that's called the kometz. That's the amount that's going to be burned at the Mizbeach. And the rest is called shirayim. After the kometz is burned, then the kohen is allowed to eat from the shirayim. He can make lunch with it. Again, it's kachi kachim, so it can only go to the male kohanim. They ask the Gemara, what about the flour that gets stuck between his fingers? Right? Under his fingers, that's kometz. Left in the kli, that's shirayim. What about between his fingers? The Gemara said, that's the Gemara's question. Boy Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah, Bein ha-beinayim shal male kum somahu. So Amar of Papa, Digavoy lo tiboy lecha, what you could see from the inside, so that's for sure, Devadai komitsu. Dibaroy, what you could see from the outside, lo tiboy lecha. Devadai shirayim, that's for sure shirayim. Ki tiboy lecha debeine beini. The question is, what about mamish in between the fingers? What do you say there? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashtar, Yeshua ben Choza. After asking the Safik, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Choza answered it, Ben Abinayim, Safik Ninu. Ben Abinayim is a Safik. and therefore what do? You have to be makter the komet separately, and then the binayim separately, or the Gemara says at the end, it's better to have a kohen with really fat fingers, so nothing gets stuck in between. Okay, ask the Rishonim, ask Tosfos, lo yadana, mai ka'amar hadar pashta. The Gemara asked the question, and the Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, the answer is suffik. Ask the Rishonim, that's what we thought in the first place. The whole question was that it's a suffik. What was the Gemara machadish? Lamaskana, that it's a suffik. Lo yadana mai ka'amar hada pashta ha-meikara nami ki havi mi boile suffiku. We already knew it was a suffik. Tosva says, v'shema yesh lomar de-meikara misafka v'havi salgadaitach le-mifshat hai bechlal kometsu bechlal shirayim. Originally, the Gemara thought there was an answer to the question. V'hadar pashta, the suffiku ve'eno ba-lachzor v'lifshot ha-ibaya. The Gemara is not going to come and answer it, meaning this is an unanswerable question. Ivade kovetz ivade shraim, ala bavadai safeku. It's a safek, ve'enach adam yachol la'amod alav. A person can't be omid alav, right? It's a safek. So what does that mean? First of all, it says hadar pashta. That was an answer. Pashta sounds like there's an answer. And number two, the Gemara often leaves unanswered questions as unanswered questions. You don't have to clarify that it is an unanswered question. What's Tosfos driving at? So Tosfos also has a second answer. Maybe the Havamina was that, do you consider this one or the other, Kometz or Shirayim? Or do you say it's Tevel? It's Ki'ilu. Nothing was done to this. It's like still not Hufresh from. And the Gemara's answer that is that it's a Suffolk. It's not Tevel. Okay, then something changed. That's Tosfos. But the Ritva here has a Yesod Gadol. And maybe this is even what Tosfos is saying in the first day. Not 100% clear, but maybe. Tosfos, the Gemara answers, according to the Ritva, asks the same question as Balia Tosfos, right? What is the Gemara adding by saying Safek? Vigil Meida, given the Safek Kamar, the Havi Mai Pshitusach Alabayim, Efshad Achi Kamar, Beni Menayim Safek, Lefishahu Nidon, Kipnim Ukibachutz. What does Safek mean? It means it has elements of both. It's considered Pnim and Chutz. It's considered Kometz and Shirayim. Kisafek Bein Ashmashos. Like Safek Ben Ashbasa, Sheish Bo Min Hayomu Min Alayla, Hachanami Yish Bo Bi Bifnim, Yish Bo Mi Bachutz, Kekometz Vishirayim Uravim Biyachad. Unbelievable Ritva. Says the Ritva, it has a little of both. It's considered Kometz and Shirayim. So you're stuck. What was the Havamina? The question was, is this Kometz, is this Shirayim? What's the answer? It's both. Something changed. That's what Tosfos means, that you ain't a Eif Shalom or a love. You know, you can't be Omid, because it has elements of both. And that's Ben Ashmashos. What does that mean? So explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Chaim and the others. Ben Ashmashos is a din suffik. It's not just stam, we don't know. No, it's vadai a suffik. It's vadai has elements of yom and laila. That's how it is defined. And therefore, you're not going to apply suffik drabanan lakula in this regard. It's not really a suffik, you're not sure. No, you know vadai, it has elements of Shabbos in it. So you can't apply, oh, drabanan. You know that. It's Chatzi Shabbos right now. And therefore, you're not allowed to, you can't do drabanans. And also, answering the other question, Chazaka de Meikara. Chazaka de Meikara means if you don't know what is now, so therefore continue the status from beforehand. Here you know exactly what is now. It's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. You know it's Mixas Yom, Mixas Laila, to use the Lashon of the Ritva. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem with those questions. There are other sources that also relate to this. One other one, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara says there that if somebody does malacha during the two Bein Ashmashos, Friday night and Motzi Shabbos, then one is going to get a Chiyuv Chatas. Says the Gemara, Ha'osim malacha b'shnei Bein Ashmashos, Chayev Chatas b'man afshach. Is Chayev Chadis B'man Afshach, because he did Malacha on Shabbos. If he did both Bein Ashmashos, so if you say Bein Ashmashos is night, then he was Chayev for the Friday night. If he say it's day, he's Chayev for the Motzi Shabbos. Rashi says here, K'gon da'avad le'kol Bein Ashmashos. It has to be where he did Malacha the entire Bein Ashmashos, de'leka l'sfuke la'hai b'tchilas or la'hai b'sofo. Because if you did it earlier during Bein Ashmashos on Friday, and late during Bein Ashmashos on Shabbos, then maybe you didn't violate. Maybe you did a day on Friday, night on Shabbos, and therefore there's not a problem. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes his halacha, he does not quote any limitation. Perek Hey Halacha Dalid, the Rambam just quotes the halacha without saying, oh, you have to do malacha during the entire Bein Ashmashos. No, it doesn't say a word. Doesn't say anything about that. He just says, Ha'osam alacha bein ashmashas be'er Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, b'shogi chayef chatas mikom makom. Right, you're chayef chatas? Why? Right, the Rambam's mikom makom is the Gemara's mimanefshach. So what's the Rambam saying? What may be, how could he say that if it's any time during Menas Mashas? He's so same, doesn't quote the limitation of Rashi. So the Magen Mishnah says, oh, Rashi would have to agree that if you do it at different times, but if you do it later on Friday night and earlier on Motzei Shabbos, you'd also be chayiv. You don't have to do it at the entire Bein HaShmashas both times. Rashi would agree to that. But he doesn't mention, and Meir, the Rambam, doesn't say a word. So how could the Rambam say that? So explains Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Yeah, that's the point. The point is Bein HaShmashas has Miksas Shabbos in it. It's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Miksas Yom, Miksas Laila. So therefore, it could be done at any time during Bein HaShmashas. Any time during Bein HaShmashas would be a Chiyav. So what do you mean? So why don't you say you just have to do it during one Bein HaShmashas? And it's already violating Shabbos. No, the point is there will be only be mixas. So on Friday, if you do it during both Bein HaShmashas, is on Friday night, anytime during Bein HaShmashas, that's mixas Laila of Shabbos. That's Chatzi Shabbos. And then you do it Motzi Shabbos, that's the other Chatzi Shabbos that you need, and together they would be Echadah. So maybe that's what it means, Mimanafshach, or Mikom Makom. You put them together, and therefore it would be Chayef. Interesting, a similar discussion is had by the Rishonim by Androgynous. But Androgynous is also a Safek case. The Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilcha Shofar. Hilcha Shofar in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam and the Ravid argue whether an Androgynous is able to be Motzi Mino when it comes to Shofar. Says the Rambam, Androgynous Motzi is Mino. He can be Motzi Mino. An Androgynous can blow shofar for an Androgynous on Rosh Hashanah. And the Ravid argues, Kasava Ravid Zal, Zeu Ladas, Misha Amar Androgynous, Birya Bevne Atzva. Ava Misha Omer, Chetz Yezachar, Hu, Eno Motzi, Loas Mino, Veloas Sheino Mino. Right? Kein, Misha Chetz Yevet, Chetz Yemen Chorin. You can't. You can't be Motzi one or the other. Like Chetz Yevet, Chetz Yemen Chorin. One can't be one side can't be motzi his other side. So what's the svaras? The mafarshim explain that according to the Ravid, it's like this Bein HaShmashas. It has mixas of both. If it's really a safek, then he should be motzi. Whatever he is, that's what he's being motzi. If he's really a zachar, then the other person's a zachar too. And if he's in a keva, he's also the other one's in a keva. But if we say that it's a din safek, it has elements of both. So then you could understand his Chatzi Nikeva status cannot be Motzi, his Chatzi Zachar status, and that's why it is a problem. That is the Ravid, so it has a little of both. The Menchas Chinuch has the fascinating question that only the Menchas Chinuch can ask. What happens if, according to the Ravid, if a person has a Androgynous? Is it possible to say that he's Yotzi Peruvu? Because you have to have a boy and a girl. And if you say there's a boy and a girl, a male and a female, in this child, so then maybe he's Yotze. So he rejects it right away, but he even actually brings up the question. Interesting. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, in the Rishima Shir Mandrachas, on that Beis, they quote that when Reb Chaim was one time, saw his young son yell at Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, upset about something. He said, what are you upset about? So we would have thought he's upset about something childish. So he says, no, I'm bothered by the Ravid. According to the Ravid, that says Androgynous is both, is Chatzi Chatzi, so what happens that Androgynous on his 12th birthday? What's the issue on his 12th birthday? On his 12th birthday, he's a gedola if he's a girl, and he's a katan if he's a boy. What happens if he walks into a cemetery and he's a kohen? So then what? A kohenes, a bas kohen, is not mitzuveh. So mitzad, she's being a gedola, so then there's no tzivui. But mitzad being a zachar, there is a tzivui, but he's a katan agabi, that side of him as being a zachar. So are you chayiv or not? So that's what he said. That was the question that he asked his father of Chaim. That's what he was bothered by. Here we have it on Dav Beis Mabeis. He quotes Betur Yeled. That's what he was upset about. If you want to look it up here, it's on page Memvav, going over to Mem Zayin. So he wasn't sure. He asked his father. Reb Chaim felt, great question. Ella, he would definitely get Malkus. Why? The Chatzi Zachar. What do you mean? It's a katan. This being is a gadol. Androgynous nasa gadol mishahavi simanim v'hu ben yud beis shana v'yom echad v'nechshav gadol gamur gami din chatzi zocher v'lo rak mi din chatzi nekeva. And therefore, he assumed that you would definitely get malchus here in this fascinating case of androgynous. But again, it's a similar discussion to what we have regarding Bein Hashmashos. And there's more involved here, but again, this is some of the issues related to this, the unique status of Bein Hashmashos that we have in Halacha. Androgynous also, Koi, we didn't get to Koi, Savik Chaya, Savik Behema. Could you say something similar there? Maybe, but this is Ervin Daf Lamid Beis.